If your child has to go into the hospital for a serious illness or accident, do not be surprised if you feel overwhelmed. Even if you are an experienced and terrific parent, and your child has entered an excellent facility, the world of the hospital is very different from your world at home, where you are in charge. The experience can take over your life. You are dealing with practical challenges and many intense emotions, not only your own, but also those of your sick or injured child, your partner, other family members, and your other children. It is hardly a wonder if you feel scared and worried. If you have other children at home, you have to figure out how they will be cared for while your time and attention is devoted to your child in the hospital. If you are working, you may need to make arrangements so that you can be absent when your child needs you in the hospital or when your other children need you at home. Financial concerns may add to your worries. You will likely feel pulled in 100 different directions. Add to that the challenge of learning about the new world you have unexpectedly entered, and it can feel absolutely crushing. Becoming familiar with this world is key. In this chapter, I will describe the roles of the different staff you will meet in the hospital and ways to communicate effectively with them. I suggest ways you can help your child and yourself get accustomed to the facility. I'll also discuss some of the practical challenges that most parents face and suggest first steps to take to handle them. Getting to know the hospital staff. One of the first and best things you can do to understand your child's situation is to get to know the medical staff and make them your partners in helping your child. You will be confronted by a daunting cast of characters. Following is a general description of the people you are likely to meet and their role in caring for your child. The doctors are in charge of your child's overall medical care. You likely encountered several doctors during your child's hospital admission and diagnosis, particularly if the admission was through the emergency room. After you are admitted, each new doctor may continue to ask you very similar questions about your child's symptoms and his prior medical history. The doctors have the best intentions about clearly communicating with you, but they may be covering many patients or use medical language that can be difficult to understand. Most doctors will be happy to repeat what they said in a non-medical way because they want you to know what is going on. Ask each doctor what his or her role is so you can understand his or her place in your child's care. In a teaching hospital, especially, the number of doctors and nurses who visit can be confusing and irritating. A teaching hospital has a hierarchy of doctors at different levels of training. Medical students in their early medical training, residents in their fourth or fifth year of training, fellows beginning their specialised medical training having completed their residencies, the attending doctor who is in charge, specialists who will be consulted briefly only about a particular problem. The doctors are usually on rotating schedules. Find out which doctor is your child's primary doctor and what the possibilities of continuity of care are both during your child's hospitalisation and after discharge. You'll hear tips on how to get the information you need from the doctors and nurses in the upcoming section, Communicating with Your Medical Team. In some hospitals, a nurse practitioner, a nurse with several years of extra clinical training, may be the primary medical provider who oversees your child's treatment. If so, he or she will be supervised by a senior doctor. Nurses are responsible for the ongoing care of your child. You will see much more of them than you will of the doctors. Your child's nurse will give your child his medications and do some of the more complicated regular medical care required, like dressing changes or post-surgery care. Nurses can work 8, 10 or 12-hour shifts depending on the hospital. Over several weeks, you will meet many nurses. Some hospitals assign primary and secondary nurses to a child's team, but many hospitals do not. Often your child, and maybe you, will have favourite nurses, and you might wish that a particular nurse could be assigned to your family each time she comes in. But that may be difficult to arrange because of conflicting considerations in assigning nurses, such as the need to balance clinical care requirements.